Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The O Positive Festival in Kingston, New York is a grassroots band-aid solution to inaccessible healthcare for the creative community. Artists and musicians come and create, and in return are granted access to wellness services. Co-founder and executive director of the O Positive Festival, Joel Conkra, joined us yesterday to talk about the festival and to share music from performing bands, and he's back today with more of both. Yesterday's segment is online at wamc.org/roundtable. We'll start today by having Joe explain who selects the festival's participating musicians, artists, and healthcare providers.
Well, I should stress that we're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. So we have a volunteer committee, and then those committees sort of break into an art committee, a health committee, and a music committee, and then they do the choosing.
Okay.
So even, you know, if you're a care provider and you wanted to donate your time or services, you write to O Positive Health Committee, and then our lead doctor, Dr. Chandler, you know, takes a look at it and invites you to come, and, you know, it works that way across the board.
We mentioned that there is going to be an O Positive in San Francisco in November. What are the steps that allowed that to happen?
It's very exciting. You know, we've always seen this as sort of this wonderful thing to take care of this small town in, you know, along the Hudson River in New York. But then we kept getting emails from across the country. We want to do this. We want to do this. So we did this thing over the winter that was really enlightening and rewarding. We asked everybody involved in O Positive to write their part and sort of make a how-to manual. And then folks in San Francisco had contacted us often, and we passed the manual to them, and they said, we want to give this a shot. And now here we are, November 15th through the 17th in the Mission Creek District of San Francisco will be their first O Positive, and they will take care of who they decide to take care of, and they will structure it the way they, you know, they're based on their needs for their community, which we think is just wonderful.
Are you going to get to go out there and see how they do it?
Yeah, my wife Denise and I, who were both co-founders of the festival along with a bunch of other friends, are definitely going to go out. We're pretty excited. It'll be sort of a working volunteer vacation.
Uh-huh. Make sure they're taking care of your baby.
Exactly. The village child, we like to call it at this point. It's turning four. It can almost walk. And we are going to go out there. And we also have people coming from other towns too this year to sort of shadow us. We have a group coming from Burlington, Vermont. And we have a very large group coming from Easton, Pennsylvania this year to shadow us and see if they want to do it there.
With the healthcare, and this is I don't even know exactly how I want to ask this, and I don't want to get too complicated about it, but is there any, with a dentist doing dental work on a musician in the morning, is there any legality involved in that being okay? Like, people have to sign something?
It's totally fine. They sign their contract to work with us, and then that agreement is between musician and doctor.
Gotcha.
And it takes place in the doctor's office, so it's just like any other dental visit.
And are you going to have gong baths again this year?
Yeah, not only are we going to have gong baths, they've proved so popular that we're moving it to a room that fits 300 to 400 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, people love the gong bath.
So for people who listening who don't know what we're talking about, could you try to describe it?
I would like you to replicate it. I can't do it. It's just this beautiful 4-foot round gong that is played, and it just vibrates the whole room and just gets louder and louder and louder, and it just relaxes everybody. And in the middle of a festival, when everybody's stressed out or running around, it's a really wonderful thing to do.
So what are some of the other arms you have growing now from the festival? There's Radio O Positive, Studio O Positive.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, so Radio Positive was started by a great guy named Rob in New Jersey who came to the festival last year and loved it so much that he's now started a radio show for us, which is fantastic. Studio Positive, we're really excited about. We're recording different musicians who come through the festival and artists about their experience at the festival and then letting them play their songs in sort of an acoustic arena. And it's very beautifully videotaped and recorded. Our first one is up on our website. It's by a local band from Troy called The Parlor, who are fantastic. And we're really, really excited about it.
I think for me, it's easier to understand how the musician performance for health services works than necessarily the visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
How does the visual arts one workout?
Right. So the visual arts thing is really wonderful too, because they're almost performing for the community. They're out in the street doing huge murals, large wheat pastes, installation art. So the give back is that it's just healing the community. It's something more for the community to see. As we're speaking now, there's a bunch of mural artists in Kingston that are doing like 60 by 100 foot murals, and they've come in from all across the country to do this. It's really a wonderful thing to see happening. And that means that the building owners and the businesses, who at the end of the day always say this is their busiest weekend, are donating their wall space for murals. In fact, right now on the site of Keegan Ailes, a wonderful mural artist named Lopi is doing a large mural, and Keegan at the same time is making us a O Positive beer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So a specific brew just for you guys.
Yep.
With, I imagine, a portion of the proceeds going to you guys.
Yes, exactly. Funding this is also the very much like you guys know here at WAMC, it's very difficult to raise money. And, you know, while everybody is bartering, there are many, many costs involved with throwing a 3-day festival that involves 100 healthcare providers, 45 bands coming from across the country, and 40 artists coming to do large paste ups and murals.
Where do people stay?
Anywhere we can put them.
I bet.
In our house, in our friend's house, on the floor. Yeah, pretty much anywhere we can.
And has the city of Kingston, the community at large, been supportive throughout?
Yes, absolutely. And this year, the city of Kingston has been wonderful. They've actually provided us with some street closures for the murals. They're providing us with a trolley service this year. So you can, even though it's a 10-block area, if you don't really want to walk, you can just jump on the bus and go from venue to venue. That's a very, very important part of this festival, is that we love to see people walking through the streets and discovering the neighborhood and then going from show to show.
Our guest is Joe Conker from the O Positive Festival, which is taking place in Kingston, New York this weekend. We're going to listen to music from some of the performing artists now, and we'll begin with Christopher Paul Stelling.
Wonderful singer-songwriter. Just wonderful. There's a lot of folks out with, you know, a guitar and telling stories, and it's been around for an awful long time. But this gentleman sure does weave a wonderful tale, and it just sounds fantastic.
So this is his song, Every Last Extremist.
Wanna tell you how to live. Brother, I got this notion, you so much more than that to give. Oh, more than you could ever take, more than you could ever carry alone. Go on and call me an alarmist, I shot and killed the king of thieves. Praying like hell all through the night, thinking all that I had achieved. Come daybreak, we could work, someone else had already gone and filled his greedy shoes. Oh, it's 'cause if you don't play, you lose. Play on, sir. Came to shoot us in a snake pit, saw the light from up above. Climbed the damp and jagged wall to the source of thereof. I can't tell you about the next password. They revealed just what happened to me then. Yeah, but tell me what you think. My amazing new machine, it does all the things I used to do. What remains to be unseen is after however long it does it for me. In the end, I remember how to do anything myself. Oh, what? You think I do this for my health? Woo! That's it now. Quicksilver tongue. Oh, me, oh, my, now look here, what I've done. Ah, I said now. So I got to think, if I had me a hand, finger on their rub, Lord. Give me one for each of those, and when push came to shove, I only imagine I'd have the coordination to pick up where I left off before I did. Oh, Lord forbid. Woo.
It's Christopher Paul Stelling with Every Last Extremist. Next, we will hear Party by Myself by Dan Byrne.
Dan Byrne, speaking of singer-songwriter extraordinaire, Dan Byrne's been around a long time. We feel so fortunate to have him. He's going to be playing before Spiritualized, but at a venue called The Lounge at BSP. It's going to be wonderful. His songs are great. They are funny. He's engaging. He engages with the audience, and it's going to be a raucous good time.
6 in the morning, my room at the Cecil, 94.50. Stretches me out a little. 6 in the morning, it's dope and magnum. It's borrow me $2 so I can get to work again. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. Party by my. Lunch wagon left, I stayed at my desk. I said I wasn't hungry, nobody questioned me. I got 3 40-ounce magnums and the cigarettes I craved all day. And I visit my dope man at 6 and Broadway. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. Party by Kirk don't care about my breath, about my bloodshot eyes. My beer is my friend, and my rock is my friend, and my friends are why I'm getting up tomorrow again. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight. I'm having a party tonight.
That was Party by Myself by Dan Byrne. We have a couple more songs that we get to hear today. The first is by X-Cops.
X-Cops, a really great duo that is really wonderful. They have really, really synthesizer sort of based, danceable, but straightforward pop melodies. Really great vocals and really, really upbeat and full of energy.
This is James by X-Cops.
Broken bottle in a plastic tomb inside a darkened room. There's nothing left to steal. Jesus Christ, my aim is true. In the softest shit in the afternoon. I was sleeping on a subway train. I couldn't forget my name. We were going insane. I can see what's wrong with me, but I can't conceive it. It's someone I saw dear and fell asleep in a hurricane. They made you late for school. We're driving fast to your neighbor's room. If you like it, you can have some tea. But my main concern is the quality. It's really nothing that you haven't seen. Something deep within your propriety.
is and it's cool. I agree with what your mother says. But knowing you were down, I was taking hits when you were on the ground. It's over, I start hearing feeling sleep in a hurricane. It made you late for school. We're driving fast to your neighbor's pool. It's over, I start
That was X-Cops with the song James. They are playing the O Positive Festival in Kingston, New York, opositivefestival.org for more information. Another group we get to talk about is Common Prayer, the sort of founding band of the festival, and you guys are doing a record release with them.
We are. We're going to try something new this year. Common Prayer actually was in the studio and recorded a new record, and Jason and I were talking, and he said, you know, we've always wanted to do vinyl. And I thought, wow, maybe we should do vinyl.
So everybody should always do vinyl.
I know. Vinyl sounds so good. And yep, it sticks around. It doesn't die when your computer dies. You just have it and put it on the turntable and get to watch it and listen to it. And Common Prayer is wonderful. They've reincarnated themselves into a wonderful four-piece. The new record is just fantastic. We're actually going to do 100 specialty vinyls that are going to be red, and the silk screen on the cover is by Denise Orzo, an O Positive artist, and related to me by marriage. And and it's a wonderful image, and it's just sort of a group effort to put out this wonderful record, and that's going to be Saturday night, a big record release party at BSP Lounge, and opening up for them is going to be X-Cops and also Nicole Atkins.
The day after the day it hit, all we could do is look around and sit at our thumbs out waiting for a lift. You drew a line in the dirt and I laughed at it. We drove mom across the country, hidden churches by the bunches, sat with our brown bag lunches in those hallowed halls of man. The west was like a dream, east seemed grayer than it seemed. Break lights in sluggish dreams, the people dancing on the grave of man. The plains were flat and cold as hell. We headed south to no avail. Many days' journey I couldn't tell the silent clutches of modern men.
And the last song that we will share is by Simi Stone.
Simi Stone, wonderful, 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 soulful singer. Going to be opening up the festival, the Old Dutch Church, on a bill with Simon Felice. It's going to be just wonderful. The backing band includes Gail Ann Dorsey and Sarah Lee, bass player for folks like Gang of Four and the B-52s, and Gail Ann Dorsey tours with Lenny Kravitz and plays with David Bowie, and her band is just wonderful, and she is just soulful and beautiful to listen to. We can't wait for this show.
I'm back in this town, and this time I ain't turning around. I'm gonna do it like back in the day. Make your heart glow with the songs that
I commend you for your good work and for keeping track of all the details of your good work. There's well, so much to it, Joe.
Thanks. Well, you know, the thing is, and this is really important, it's a huge team.
Yes.
You know, there's 100 providers who do this from the bottoms of their heart. They work so hard to put together the clinic, to make the hours, to move their dental appointments around. And the team that actually does this is all volunteer. It's a big group of friends, and it keeps growing. Because we don't say no, we just say bring what you can to the table. And it's really an amazing thing to see. So while it's you and I sitting here talking, there's about 110 people standing behind me that you can't see.
The 4th O Positive Festival in Kingston, New York, October 11th through the 13th, opositivefestival.org for more information. That's the letter O, the word positive, the word festival.org for more information. Joe Conker, thank you so much for coming in and have a blast.
Oh, we will. And thank you so much for having me and for having the festival.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.